incredible Aussie singers and songwriters. John Williamson is one of the best, and he joins us now. Welcome to the show, John.
Thank you, Glenn. Thank you, Jules.
It's great having you, and a little sad, a little poignant as such, with your winding back tour, which means you're probably, it's your last tour.
No, well, I would have called it my last tour if it was my last tour.
True. Oh, that's
winding
good.
Winding back leaves it a bit open, but I certainly am winding back. But fortunately or unfortunately, because of COVID, I had 11 months off, so I'm doing more this year than I expected to be. But winding back, I guess, is warning that I'm not going to be working as hard in the future. Mm. Maybe still do the festivals and bigger venues and so on, but... You know, and you've always got a name or two or something, apparently.
Well, that's true. I mean, John Farnham's had many retirement tours.
Let's face it.
We're so glad.
No, while I can do it properly, yeah. I'm happy with my performance, you know. But as you get older, you know, you phase out a bit and the arthritis sets in. That sounds terrible, but, you know, I am 76 next birthday. So.
Wow, that's November, isn't it?
That's it.
We'll have to bake you a cake.
Yes. So, John, when I think of Aussie music, I think of the great Aussie song True Blue. I love that song. You released it in 1982. The Australian cricket team have adopted it as their unofficial theme song. It's also a song you performed twice at Australia Zoo during Steve Irwin's public memorial because it was his favourite song. Was that a very difficult time for you?
Yeah, I don't know where that twice came from, but I performed it at the rehearsal the day before.
Oh, okay.
I think that that warned me how emotional the day was going to be. So I hid myself in the tent until I went out to sing. You know, because the family were in front of me and all his best mates. It was a difficult thing to do, but nevertheless, I'm very proud that I've done it because he was a great bloke and True Blue. Didn't suit anyone better than that man, you know.
Very much so. You've written so many songs. You've got 28 golden guitars. You're in the ARIA Hall of Fame. Have you ever experienced writer's block, John?
Not really. I mean, I could write a song today, but it'd probably be awful. But I, you know, I think writer's block for me is have I come up with a good idea? Mm-hmm. I don't. Look too hard these days. I've got, you know, every show I do, someone comes up afterwards, and I do, you know, like an hour in the first half to about an hour in the second half.
Yeah. Mm.
No support acts. Yet there's still songs that people come up after and say they wish I'd done them, you know. So I don't really need any more. I'm inspired by things that happened in my life, and I've written a couple that haven't been recorded yet. Oh, no, sorry, I recorded the first one. It's called The Great Divide, which is the traumatic effect this whole corona thing has had on the country and breaking us up.
Yep.
And I wrote another one called Pick and Fruit, which I might put in the show, which is encouraging young people to get out into our own bush and experience life in the bush, you know, instead of having to rely on the backpackers.
That's right, and the farmers need them at the moment.
Yeah. In 1992, you were made a member of the Order of Australia for service to Australian music. What does that mean to you?
It was also to do with conservation, that one.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, it meant a lot to me, yeah. I wear the little round badge quite proudly when I've got a jacket on, which is very rare.
Yes. You might need it down here, but...
Yeah, you'll be able to wear it all the time in Tassie.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I've got a bit of... warm clothing. I actually don't mind being in warm clothing. It's most of the time I live up here in the mountains in Queensland, so it's quite a novelty to wear really heavy clothing.
Yeah.
It's actually enjoyable when you get to Tassie to not be sweating anymore, because I used to live in Brisbane, so whenever I go back and say hello, I'm always glad to come back here and freeze.
Same. And you'll be making your way down here July 15 at the Princess Theatre Launceston. We can't wait to see you. We can't wait to see you perform Old Man Emu as well, which, of course...
How do you know I'm going to perform that?
Well, you have to.
We're hoping, just put it that way.
Yeah. And it's good to know it's the Winding Back Tour, but it's not the end tour.
Yes.
That's right. And it was going to be the Old Man Emu's 50th birthday, because that's how old it is now. But now it's 51st birthday.
Fair enough. Well, it's great to have you back, John Williamson, after COVID.
Sure is.
Stay safe in the meantime, and we'll see you here on the 15th.
Okay. All fingers crossed. See ya.